Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Concerning the issues of life, liberty, and justice, and their impact on individuals, culture, society in America, and around the world, this is The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. Myra will discuss heartfelt topics facing our nation and our world today, as only Myra can. So please welcome the host of Truth Spoken in Love, Myra Jean.
You are listening to the truth. Yes, there is absolute truth. For there is a living God who is love, who understands everything, knows everything, us as well, and loves us with an everlasting love. Have you realized your need for mercy? Have you realized we all went astray, turning each one their own way, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, that there is none righteous of themselves? No, not one, none who seeks after God. But the only true living God is love. Jesus says, "Before I formed you in the mother's womb, I knew you. You were in my care before you were born." But sadly, after birth, we go astray, turning each one his or her own way. Jesus says our need is to enter in by the narrow way, himself, the way, the truth, the life. To not enter in by the broad way, which leads to destruction. The only true living God, the Father, the Lord God, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are one, and they love us. But we have an enemy, the fallen angel, Lucifer, who became Satan the thief, who comes only to steal, kill, and destroy us. And that is why the living God sent his only begotten Son into the world to be the Savior of the world, you and me. He sent his only begotten Son into the world that we should live through him, that in Christ we can pass from out of the spiritual death into life. We can turn to Jesus and receive the forgiveness we need receive his resurrection power and life. For in the beginning, the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth and mankind, the one who created everything, the living word, all things were made by him, and was nothing made without him. He became flesh, Jesus the Christ, so that to all who receive him, who will come to him, who will accept his invitation, come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, my peace, my life. For the living word who created mankind in the beginning knew that he would have to become flesh, take on human flesh himself, for he would have to be the only one who could become the sacrifice. He's called the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And when we come to him, to as many as receive him, he gives the right, the power, to become children of God, born again of the Holy Spirit, restored, renewed. For you see, Satan, the thief, the devil, the father of lies, a murderer from the beginning. When the Lord God had told Adam and Eve that everything was good, there was only one thing that was not good for them. That was the knowledge of good and evil. For in the garden was planted every good thing, and a tree of life was in the center of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord God said, do not eat of that fruit, for in the day you eat thereof, you will surely die. Forewarned, if only they had listened. Instead, when Satan, the thief, lied and said, if you eat of the knowledge of good and evil, you will not surely die, they listened to him. They were deceived. And that is how we are when we are born, going our own way, failing to listen to the living God, to the one, the only one, who can give us life as it was intended from the beginning. Jesus says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come that you might have life, and have life fully, abundantly, now and for eternity. When the Lord God made man out of the dust of the ground, he breathed into him the breath of life, the Holy Spirit, and man became a living soul. Similar when he created the woman from the side of the man and gave her the breath of life, the Holy Spirit. But listening to Satan, the deceiver, the liar, a murderer from the beginning, When he deceived Adam and Eve and they listened to him, they became separated from God, the source of life, no longer having the Holy Spirit of the living God. I have been had some infection. So the Lord God became flesh so that he could offer his own body, take upon himself the penalty for our sin, to offer us his resurrection life, to offer us. The opportunity to be born again in spirit and in truth. The wages of our sin is death, separation from God. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, when we receive him as our Lord God and the Savior, we are forgiven. We can be cleansed from unrighteousness. We can be delivered from evil. And we can be healed. Our souls free. Free from being under Satan's domain. For you see, without Jesus, Satan is the principality of the air, who rules in the sons of disobedience, and we all once were. Until we made, or we need right now, to make the choice to say yes to Jesus. When Jesus says, come to me, listen to me, follow me, and you will be forgiven for going your own way. When we turn to Jesus, who is the only Lord God and Savior, and receive from him forgiveness for our sin, cleansing from unrighteousness, deliverance from evil, and healing for our hearts, minds, wills, our souls. We have a body, but we were created a soul, and we need to be born again to receive the Holy Spirit of the living God through Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. While the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. I want to share a song, and I think I realized my little remotes can play it from a distance, so we'll see. Otherwise, I'll have to leave my chair and go over and punch the key, right? Okay, let's try. I can share this brief song with you myself, but I'd like you to hear this singer inviting us, asking Jesus for our life. I would like to play that again, but let me share with you. Jesus, let us come to know you. Let us see you one day, face to face. Something like this. Jesus is holding my child. Jesus has two of my children in heaven with him. The third child had been born 2 months premature and died of a stroke. I saw him once then, but I know that he went straight to God's arms. And that he has been there alive for now 54 years. And I know that when I had the sixth child, that while I did not listen to God, while I did not know Jesus in spirit and in truth, that when I asked God, is there anything wrong in what I was going to do? Abortion. I know now that God canceled the appointment for the next morning, but I wasn't listening. A year and a half later, I realized my need for God's way, God's will, to be my will, instead of trying to make my way God's, instead of going my own way. What about you? Have you chosen to listen to Jesus? Have you turned from going your own way? Are you now listening to Jesus? Here is some words from his word, the Bible. If you sense your need to accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time to settle the matter with God. Ask God to speak to you as you read these words of Scripture. In Romans 3:23, it says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In Romans 6:23, eternal life is a free gift of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Receive Him. Know Him. Experience His life-giving Holy Spirit. Because of His love for you, Jesus paid the death penalty for your sins. Confess and repent of your sins against the Holy God. For God raised His Son Jesus from the dead to give to us the opportunity to be forgiven, to give us His resurrected, life-giving Holy Spirit. Ask God to save you, and He will. In Romans 10:13, it says, "To all who come to Him, to all who receive Him, to listen to Him, He will forgive, and He will give us His eternal life." Place your faith in Jesus and receive His gift of eternal life. Recognize you are a sinner, all are, who needs a saving relationship with Jesus. Confess, agree with God about your sins. Repent of your sins. Turn from sin to God. Ask Jesus to save you by His grace and turn over the rule of your life to Jesus, letting Him be your Lord. Jesus, the Lord God and Savior, the only begotten Son of the living God. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. When Jesus was walking on earth, talking with women and men, He went to a town called Samaria. You can find this in John chapter 4. Jesus went through the town of Samaria, and He came to a city, Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being weary from His journey, sat on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Noontime. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, "Give me to drink." His disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto Him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From when will you be able to get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank himself here and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither have to come here. Jesus said to her, Go call your husband and come. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, You have well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and he who you live with is not your husband. In this you said truly. The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me. The hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers so shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. This is the Father's desire. He seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I that speaks with you am he. And the woman left and went back to the town and told the townspeople, Come see a man that has told me everything I've ever done. Could he not be the Christ? And so many of the Samaritans of that city came and heard his words. And they believed on him. For the saying of the woman, when they said to her, You testified, but he told us himself, and we have believed because of his own words. They said to the woman, Now we believe, not because of your saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Wherever you have been conceived, As Jesus says, before he formed you in your mother's womb, he knew you. And his desire is that you come to him. Wherever you were born, wherever you are now, his desire is that you come, listen, follow him, and receive his forgiveness and his life-giving Holy Spirit, that you would live now fully and for all eternity. As the song asks, that is Jesus' heart for you to come. For he came to seek and to save the lost. And we all once were without Jesus. Or now without Jesus, if you still do not have that relationship through Christ with the living God as your own Father in heaven, receive Jesus now. He will say yes to you. Jesus says, whosoever will may come, and whoever comes, I will not turn away. Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, my life. Jesus, let us come to know you. I say yes, Jesus. I will listen. I will follow. Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit of the living God to all who say yes to him. For he is the only Lord God and Savior. There is no other name given under heaven unto men whereby we must be saved. I come. Jesus, I come. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I put my trust in you. I receive the gift of faith for eternal life. I thank you, Jesus. In John chapter 5, Jesus came to a pool where many who were crippled lay. And there is a man who had been there 38 years. And Jesus saw him lie and knew that he'd been there a long time. In that case, he said to him, will you be made whole? Do you want to be well? That is Jesus' question for all. Do you want to be whole? Do you want your heart and mind and will, your soul be restored with life through the living God, his only begotten Son? And Jesus will make you whole. Our bodies get sick, wear out, but the soul with the Holy Spirit of the living God passes from the moment we receive Jesus, passes from death to life, never to die. For when we are absent from the body with Christ in us, the hope of glory, we go to be with him, and our bodies will be transformed, made new, and we will also be new, our bodies, our souls, and spirits. In this world, you know we have trouble. Jesus said, in the world you will have trouble, but to take courage, for he overcame the world. He overcame death, hell, and the grave, and he overcomes for us. Jesus says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you may be also. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. After his death, burial, and resurrection, he has been sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he prays for each of us. He prays that we will take courage, that we will receive from him strength. For Jesus says, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. And one day, when it is time for us to be absent from the body and present with the Lord, we will only know peace, joy, fullness of life for eternity. Jesus invites us, come, be my child, be renewed in your soul with my life-giving Holy Spirit. Do not doubt, but know that while there is an enemy in this world, Satan, Jesus defeated him. He defeated him by bearing on his body our sin, so that we might die to sin and live unto his righteousness. For in Ephesians 2, it says, you have been quickened, you who were dead in trespasses and sins. For in the time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. We all once were, till we came to receive Jesus. To as many as receive him, Jesus gives the power, the right to become children of God, not under the authority of Satan. Because God is rich in mercy, for his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved through faith, and has raised us up together with Christ to make us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. When we receive Jesus, we are his workmanship, created unto good works, which God has planned in advance that we should live in them. I have, over the 48 years I have known Jesus, I have the opportunity to meet people in Portugal, well, first Israel, and the Netherlands, and Portugal. I went back to then the Netherlands to help several women there, as myself, come to realize the life of Jesus, the freedom. Jesus says, if you continue in my words, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free from listening to lies. The truth will set you free from sin, death, hell, and the grave. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But know that no one can come to the Father except through Jesus. Wherever you are, Jesus invites you to come, to receive him as Lord and Savior, to know him in spirit and in truth, and to be forgiven of sin, and to live by the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, now and for all eternity. We need, above all else, to rely on Jesus. If we should have anxiety or fear, as God's Word says, do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace which passes all understanding shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We need to be aware there is a living Satan, our enemy, but know that Jesus has defeated him, and he has given us the weapons that we need. For he says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Therefore, take the belt of truth and take up the breastplate of righteousness, and put on your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace. Know God's word. Above all, take the shield of faith, like a shield, to protect, to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take up the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching, therefore, with all perseverance and supplication. I pray, as I have this radio show, the opportunity to speak with you, for Jesus wants you to be his own. Jesus wants you to have the victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. And Jesus wants you to be able to stand against the evil days. For Jesus was asked, when will the kingdom of God come? In one sense, in Jesus, he gives you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and in the future kingdom to come, Jesus will give to us when the time is come. In the meantime, as we have seen in this world, there's wars and rumors of wars. But do not be fearful. Jesus has won the victory. And who wins the victory? The one who has faith in Christ, the Son of the living God. And over here on my record player, I think we have time for a song. If you have never, Jesus was asked by his disciples, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus said, after this way, like as a model for you to pray, our Father, in Christ, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, and your will be done for me, in me, with me, and through me, Jesus. And he even asked, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Many parts of the world, it is hard even to have the food needed. And here in the United States, it is more expensive, and we have maybe not the ease. And but we can ask and know, as Jesus is the bread from heaven, that he's the living water, he says, seek first his kingdom in us, and all these things shall be given unto you. And he asks that we receive the forgiveness that we need. And any time we have sin, we can confess our sin. And he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And in the Lord's Prayer, we are to ask, Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, all I have to do is see if my little cord will reach across. This is just a short distance here. Okay. Thank you. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Turn it up. Jesus, Lord, Almighty.
Oh, will live and reign with Christ, all who call upon the name of Jesus and receive Him as Lord God and Savior. And we will reign with Him in the new heaven and the new earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. For calling me. For choosing me. Thank you, Jesus. And till Christ comes again, we have become overcomers in Christ to live now through His resurrection power in us. And His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So depend on Him, rely, trust Him, and you have the victory. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. And come, Lord Jesus, to give us the fullness of your kingdom. And Jesus says, I will come again to take you unto myself, that where I am, you will be also. Overcome Satan with Christ as your Lord God and Savior. As King David prayed, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I thank you, Jesus, for giving me your life now and for all eternity, Jesus. Thank you. And I know that you love every person with breath and heartbeat, and you do not want them to be lost, but you came to seek and to save them. Come to Jesus and be saved for all eternity. Amen. I believe and I receive so that I have the hope. For the gift of faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yes, I thank you, Jesus, for giving me your life-giving Holy Spirit with hope for all eternity. I hear you. Thank you.
We just close out.
Thank you, Jesus. You are the victor, and I have the victory in you. See you again.
This has been The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. The truth versus the deception. Tune in each week for the answers on Myra Jean's The Truth Spoken in Love.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.